It's November 1st. I often think about how the idea of normality has changed for Ukrainians in recent months. The idea of what is good and what is bad, what is comfortable and what is not. Sleeping hungry in a damp basement without even taking off your dirty clothes is now the norm for thousands of Ukrainians, many of whom did not even go hiking less than a year ago. They are used to sleeping in a warm bed after having a hearty dinner. Could I myself have thought a year ago that I would spend Friday evenings not with friends in a bar, but in a dugout, that the opportunity to wash the clothes would be the real gift for me, that I would wear a bulletproof vest more often than sunglasses, and now I'm used to it all. Although, of course, I miss the usual home comforts. It is probably difficult for those living in houses and apartments to imagine what our field life looks like, especially now when the autumn rains and constant movement of heavy equipment have turned the soil and even the roads into a real swamp. Dirt surrounds us from all sides. It is impossible to make even 2 steps without 7 or 8 pounds of selected black mud sticking to the boots. And when you walk through this swamp for several hours, you don't always see your shoes under the mud. And you know what's the craziest thing here? There is no running water in the field. There is no way to put dirty shoes under the faucet or under a hose and just wash them under high pressure. No, you need to look for a small basin, fill it with water from canisters, and for a long time rub off the gifts of autumn that have stuck to your shoes with your hands and rags. Our Tankman neighbors laugh at us. They don't have to walk a lot. They can afford to buy cheap sport shoes and sit in them in their tanks, occasionally crawling out in the surrounding mud. And after a couple of weeks, they just throw away dirty shoes and buy new ones. We in infantry deprived of such an opportunity. We cannot walk in light, cheap shoes. We need real combat boots. And the steeper these boots, the more dirty they collect on themselves. Washing the shoes is half the battle, because yes, they still need to be dried after that. And this is another quest. I have found a great and very fast way to dry boots, but with one very serious drawback. I'm drying shoes at the exhaust pipe of a gasoline generator that powers our camp. The exhaust from this thing is very hot. Boots should not be placed closer than half a foot from the pipe, otherwise they will simply burn out. This hot exhaust dries my boots very quickly, but after such drying, they stink of gasoline as if they've been soaked in it for a week. I praise myself for quitting smoking. I'm afraid that a spark from a cigarette that fell on such shoes would burn me along with them. In general, our military comfort is galaxies away from what civilians used to call comfort.